after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sad J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
All right. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. It is another beautiful week and another beautiful Monday. It's so glad to see y'all. Yeah, another very, very, very great start. Another beautiful week. So, just catching all up, man. Those of y'all have never been to the show before. Every Monday show, we bring you our Hot After Dust show. That's where we give you some hot news and some hot mess. A little bit of dabble into both of them or whatnot. And today's show's theme is going to be of the month in review. We'll be talking about some of the interviews we've done throughout the week, or excuse me, throughout the month. We'll also be talking about some of the current news and current events going on. A lot is going on. Man, a lot is on the table. So we've got a lot to talk about today, man. And, of course, in between, in the midst of all that, we'll also be playing some of the hottest music from around the world, some of the up-and-coming rising stars. So can't wait to do it. And doing that, so we're going to go into our first track. Actually, I'll go ahead and see which one of my co-hosts with the most is in the building with me. And if I'm not mistaken, that's got to be my girl, Tara Lamonske.
Of course, of course. What's up, y'all? What up, though?
Yeah, what's up, what's up?
What's up, yeah, man? What's going on?
Man, we got, you know, today is the month end review day, and we'll be talking about some of the interviews we've done throughout the month. We'll also be talking about some of the current events and some of the current hot mess and whatnot. It's a lot of stuff on the table today. So, and we're still going to do all that in the midst of playing music, so that's going to be interesting.
Good night. Can't wait.
So what are we going to do? We're going to go to our first track of the day by Misha Maserati, who was recently on the show, and this is her track, Do the Math. And then when we come back, we'll talk about some of the interviews. Also, listening out throughout the show, we'll be talking about some of the hot mess and some hot news. So y'all be on the lookout right here on Life at Dust Live. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Plus you make three, plus two. Do the math when it's me and you, plus you. why he pays for it. Maserati's smooth in the cheeks, that's why he craves for this. Let him know, lover, you a fool, that's why you stay hungry. Ordering Chinese when you know that I'm a steak homie. Billy Rabbit, trips for tricks, so won't you roll over? Bossy like Khalif, can't get away from being a dog on the mind. Milkshake gets better than your homeowner. Got you confused about who you taking home to your mama. Same time invested in me as your main woman. There's some complicated shit, so now you wanna run from it. Say your heart is with me, but she got your family, and you can't leave me alone since we share a history. Home between two homes, two chicks in love making. Her what is for a river with me is no faking. I'm hating, this is crazy, baby. Why you go and changing? I thought we was everlasting. I guess I'm daydreaming.
One plus one makes two.
What the hell you tripping for? You knew when we started this, what was up, and now you want more. I mean, ain't no death for you when things get hard and when it's straight. You my shawty, right? I take care of shit when you can't, and I do damn well. Late night drilling, think I should get paid, but to my life you mean more than me.
Another late night, late.
We kick it tougher than closest homies.
Always real and never fall.
Even my niggas be looking at me like,
you tripping, homie?
Light up this ticket for me. Uncap this Henny for me.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what's really on my mind if you let me, honey. Don't wanna see you go, cause you made me just
feel so
good. But my people need it, and need to be there for them like I should. But be honest, don't you like it when I
touch right there
and kiss right here and rub that there?
Oh, yeah.
And don't it make you feel like right?
Yeah.
Really shouldn't have to explain. Get with it, take those off and come hit me, yeah, dig.
Y'all, welcome back. Welcome back to Life and Death Live. And that was my girl, Misha Maserati, Do the Math, right here on Life of the Death Live with Boy City J and Taryn Lamonske.
Yeah, back in the building.
All right, so we got a lot to chat about. Of course, I told y'all we're going to be talking about some of the hot mess and the hot news on here today, as well as talk about some of the past shows. And we were going on that first. We're going to go ahead and talk about some of the past shows we've done, of course, over in April. Man, April has been some really fun shows. It's always fun shows in here, but, oh, my God, April was just full of so much craziness. So going from the top, of course, you know, the first of April is what, everyone? April Fools. So that was a fun show. Of course, I was doing prank calls, and I was really going to hell in. I was pissing off some Chinese food restaurants. I was pissing off a whole lot. I was messing with a lot of people, and I really had them eating at my hands, playing by my rules. So that was fun. If y'all missed that, y'all got to go back and check that show out. That was hilarious. Definitely a show you definitely cannot miss, because when we do prank calls in here, it is something that you don't want to miss.
For real.
And then 2 days later on that date, in which the song was just played, it was my girl Misha Maserati, in which she is a model and an artist. I'm out of Memphis, and she's actually getting ready to move to, if I'm not mistaken, she's about to be moving from Memphis to Florida, to Miami to be exact. So definitely congrats to her on that big move there. And, no, it was definitely fun to have her on there. Definitely her energy is, you know, bananas. Then another interview we did that was another fun interview was my boy Martha Wave out of North Kakalaki. And big ups to Microwave. You know, he did a lot of big moves out of Outer Limits Music group, and they're doing a lot of great things. And yeah, chop it up with him as far as about his music. I know I played one of his songs today as well. And he also, we're talking about him doing the video. He's one of the people we're going to talk about also later in the list of interviews. And that was Ms. Diamond. So, you know, we're definitely starting to chop that with him. Then we went, then check that up, go up to that Wednesday. We had my girl, Miss Kiki Monroe, to be exact, from the ATL. And we were chopping up with her, and that was fun, too. I enjoyed her. She's also a model and an artist, and she does more singing versus rapping
and
whatnot.
Yes, cool.
Yes, and I know she just celebrated her birthday, actually. You know, we definitely said I shouldn't send her a big birthday shout out to her. And, you know, just definitely in love with her. She's with us, people has held us down for a long time and consistently does it. And then follow that, we went to onboard Monty and of UBM, and they are a group of individuals that it's going to be, y'all got to watch the heck out, because the music industry is going to get taken by storm by them. They are making a lot of big moves. One of the key people that's in the camp working with them is Carl Solo. For those of y'all know who producer Carl Solo is, he's one of the people that was mainly behind the scenes making the magic happen with a lot of classic Jermaine Dupri records. A lot of classic Jermaine Dupri records, if it wasn't for this dude, there wouldn't be those records. So big ups to Carl Solo. They take it to a course. We just talked about Ms. Diamond. Ms. Diamond was fun having her. And just her spirit, I love her spirit. It's so warm and inviting. It's like, oh, this one is crazy. So big ups to Ms. Diamond. Then we had my boy D. Heath out of the NY. D. Heath was, oh, man, that was so much fun. You know, with UrbanLife.com, and even his co-host snuck through. He surprised. I mean, he was going to hold out on the surprise. And that's what I love on here, too, is a lot of people that come through here, they share some big surprises with us. They let us know some things, some exclusive stuff that nobody else knows about yet.
True.
Until they come onto the show. So big ups to him and y'all. A lot of y'all heard his co-host, but he showed me how his co-host look. His co-host was pretty bad. She's on some Karen Lamont. She was a Karen Lamont accused of being with bad status.
Uh-oh.
And you know where he bad is. And then, yes, and that's pretty much that's all the interviews. So the interviews this month, man, it was definitely a blessing to have all those great people come through, all the different stories they brought to the table, their careers, and just, you know, just kind of going through all the crazy stuff, hoopla that went on throughout the shows and whatnot. And a blessing of it all is, and in the midst of that all, we are currently, those of y'all that keep both the numbers, because I like to keep up the numbers, we are currently at 871,903 listens. I don't know if y'all do your math, but I mean, that's my check. You know, that's about 130,000 away from freaking a million. I'm just saying, y'all. That is, we are almost at a million out. And I kid you not, a million was my goal for the end of the year. I'm not making that up. Many of them are over in the year, but it's just the way you all promote the show. You know, as far as the listeners, I think the people that came through the show, because of y'all have helped, y'all have allowed the show to continue to flourish and get the word out there that, hey, go check their show out, man. They are some crazy mofos. So
yeah.
I appreciate y'all. And allowing us to be real, you know, because a lot of times, a lot of people, if you're too real and, you know, you don't, and you're not trying to be like another show or whatnot, they won't support you. You're not trying to do the exact same carbon copy or something. So I appreciate y'all for supporting us for being different. Because
definitely.
You know, I hate going following the rules. I just don't do too well with it.
Yeah. The original.
And original. Now, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to another track. Of course, I said we're going to play another track with one of the artists that was a came through here, and that was my boy, Rockaway. We play that track, and then we come back. We're going to chop up some of the crazy news with me and your girl, Tara Lamoske. All right, this is Microwave's track, Last 48, and then we'll be back.
A new wave of taste that will stretch your imagination. A taste so smooth, so refreshing, so irresistible. Your only choice will be to catch it. Catch the wave.
I'm saying, though.
Roxy K.
But, Intronaut was standing, I want you to know I'm planning all kinds of schematics, trying to make us work and reprimanding any notions that you have on me not being serious. The fact that E. Murphy called to say that you're delirious. I've got love for you to go beyond a 16 and tripling that. I hope you understand you're the girl of my dreams. I'm keen on you like the teacher right at Tokyo, and trying to put the effort in. You know I'm not comatose. Money's on my mind, there's no alteration. At the same time, there's a section where your beauty has some placement. Heavy statement I make that contains your name. Soak the flame that I claim in my heart to maintain. Look, I'm quite sane when I make that proclamation. Mind is super clear, not an inkling or condensation. Cloud nine is where I'm at without a drop of precipitation. Anytime that we converse, simply put, you're amazing. One in a million, I ain't talking about Aaliyah. I'm hollering at the shy lights, tell me, have you seen us? They say women come a dime a dozen, but for you, I'll put a quarter down and tell those loving I don't need ya. I mean, I only need one woman in my life, outside of my family, and that she was my future wife. I've got my homegirls and female fans, but technically, I'm thankful for them all, but I view you as a necessity. You held me down when I couldn't find my gravity. Figuratively speaking, I mean, you know how hard life can be. Yet you keep me smiling every time I get some contact. I don't do drugs, but ironically, you're like my weed stash. And I'm just trying to catch a flight on your Southwest. Conversations with me are more, alleviate stress. Even an atheist can comprehend that I'm blessed. And it goes beyond the exterior, though I must confess. You got the body that can be described in any words, but your inner beauty strikes me more than your lovely curves. I thought I'd never pass the key to my heart again, yet I'm playing Nash with it. No one will make it to the end. Other folks will pretend that the love will not connect you, so I keep my defense up and hit them with a good rejection. Let me mention that my actions will not go astray, and waking up with you will be the perfect start to any day. If I don't make it in the game, I'll have no regrets as long as we live comfortably. Honestly, that'd be the best. I will keep it 100 just like the perfect test, with some extra credit added, that's a step above the rest. Child is destiny, you came into my life, it's great, and hopefully you feel the same way and want to integrate, intertwine with a brother, and we'll make a great escape into our utopia. This is my last 48. And I mean, the reason why I said last 48 is because until I figure out exactly where we're going to be, I can't write about you no more. I'm sorry. Oh yeah, I did, while I was doing this, I happened to see you retweet whatever I said, and then also say you were excited, so, yeah, shout out to you, you know exactly who you are.
All right, we're back, and like I said, this live, that was on board Microwave's track, Last 48, we're back, and we're going to bring you some hot news, hot mess right now. So, yes. First off, of course, you know, I'm pretty sure you've all heard about it all day long, especially if you're in the sports world. You've been hearing like these news all day. Or in Twitter, because Twitter is going to, you know, they are having a field day with this right now. So you pretty much, if you ain't heard about it yet, don't hear about it now. If you heard about it a million times, I know I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But we talked about a little bit earlier here, so you just got to just bear with us. So first off, we're going to go said one of the stories has been circulating like crazy, and that's with NBA center for the Washington Wizards, 34-year-old Jason Collins. Now, what is so big about him? You know, in his 12 seasons as an NBA player, he has, you know, a lot of people are like, who is he? You know, you always want another kind of stuff. And he's never been an all-star or a scoring leader or even a full-time starter. So, yes, all those different things in the play. I know a lot of people always like, you know, when they first heard about, oh, man, who is that? Who are you talking about?
No, so right.
He's doing more. And apparently today he is shattering another barrier in professional sports. He, on the May 6th edition of Sports Illustrated, in which the article was published online on Monday morning, is the boy Jason Collins comes out, no pun intended. He states, I'm a 34-year-old NBA center. I'm black and I'm gay.
Yeah.
So, yes, he actually came out live and publicly through a news article and put it all out on the line so everybody know. And that being said, and the thing they're stating is, with his statement, he became the first openly gay male athlete who is still active in major American team sports. Other gay athletes, including the former NBA center John Amechi, have waited until retirement to divulge in their sexuality publicly. And this story comes from New York Times, by the way. Shout out to New York Times. Some of the other people who also made a decision, and he actually followed his announcement after these people, was the American soccer player Robbie Rogers and the women's basketball player Brittany Griner have acknowledged that they are gay as well. Rogers, who is 25, revealed last month that he was gay. He also said he was retiring from soccer. He has since indicated he may play again. And then Brittany Griner, who is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, will soon embark on her professional career. And she came out and said, she also came out and let everyone know she was gay as well. Collins' announcement was greeted with an outpouring of support from teammates, league executives, and major NBA stars such as Kobe Bryant and Dwayne Wade are among them, the people who have supported what he's got going on. And Kobe Bryant has stated, you know, on his Twitter account, he said, proud of at Jason Collins 34. He said, don't suffocate who you are because of the ignorance of others. And he followed it with the hashtags courage and support.
Wow. Well, at least people's being honest. I can say I know a lot of people today. I was seeing a lot of my followers and people that I'm following uploading and regramming these pictures of Chris Bosh with these faces, you know, making jokes like, you know, meet you in the locker room, you know, that everybody is coming out saying they're gay. So I think, you know, a lot of people waiting on this Chris Bosh to kind of come out the closet, but. Anyways, back to him. I mean, at least he was honest. That's what I could say. I'm not against him at all. So, whatever. I mean, it does take a lot of courage to come out and say that, though.
Yeah, let people know, because you know, some of these people, you know, and my only question, you know, because you know, a lot of times, a lot of people they get these big scandals, when we find out. So, you know, it is interesting. He can't say it. And like you said. He said that while he was in the league, a lot of people have said, you know, and do you think a lot of people have left the league after they said it? You know, they come out and play on the same because, you know, they feel like that they can't be attacked about it anymore because they're not in the league anymore?
Mm-hmm.
So, You know, that's just a thing. But, I mean, it goes to what I say a lot of times. Like, for me, personally, like me, you know, I'm not gay. But one thing about me is I don't sit there and act like I got to be acting all hard all day long. And so sometimes that throws people off because I don't act like your typical, I don't act like a stereotypical male. I don't have, you know, I don't do stereotypical male stuff. And they get, you know, that throws them off. And so, you know, like, I mean, just simple things. Like, for instance, like my thought process on the detail I paid into the modeling industry and whatnot. And I made comments on clothes and stuff. And I see models
exactly.
putting stuff out instead of just being thirsty. That's not what my job is. So that's what people got to understand, too. Like, people don't really understand if you're doing your job right, then why is it, you know, at the end of the day, that's you doing your job. That doesn't mean it's because you pay attention to the detail that a normal male wouldn't pay attention to. That makes you gay. So.
Exactly.
I mean, what's your thought process on that, Tara? Because, I mean, as far as you, do you want a dude walking around acting all hard all day? Or does that make you think of him being more suspect that he's trying too hard to be hard?
Yeah. I say trying a little bit too hard.
Right, because, I mean, like what's as far as you personally, you know, if a guy, you know, like, what's your thought process of a guy actually starting, you know, doesn't act typical, or if a guy who actually, like, what's your thought process of that whole entire spectrum?
Repeat it back to me one more time, please.
Like, as far as the guys, because, I mean, that's, in essence, the thing, I mean, as far as the guy, do you think that we, a lot of times in society, that we get confused and thinking that just because a guy doesn't act like a stereotypical male and always acting hard and all day long, that he is suspect all of a sudden? Or do you think that we actually are shielding ourselves and not realizing that, you know, the ones that who try too hard to over masculine themselves, you know, which I know that sounds odd to some people, that how can you be a man and over masculine yourself? But I'm going to try to think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
How do you personally feel about that?
I agree. I do agree because I see that a lot, though, nowadays, especially when I was in Atlanta. It was a lot of, you know, you would get a lot of guys that would come around and they'd just act extra. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people, you guys are males, so you're going to be masculine and chilling, but there's some dudes that just always, I'm this hard, I'm this, I'm about this, I'll do this, you know, and I look at it like 9 times out of 10, if you're saying it and you have to brag about it, you're not about it. That's just me. I'm a more don't talk, do type person. So I can't say I look at a lot of people as suspect nowadays, you know, just not saying anything's wrong with it. You know what I mean? I mean, just be who you are. That's the only thing that I could state, but it's just for my own personal reasons. I'm just like, you know, I stay away from that type of stuff because most of the time if those guys are coming out like that, like, oh, I'm tough toned and this and that, them be the main ones to be, you know, being extra playful with their homeboys. And, I mean, you even got some boys around Detroit to be calling dudes my baby all the time. Like, that's just like they slogan, be like, yeah, my baby this, my, like, how did y'all go from calling girls my baby? Now, it's a couple of people, you know, you from different parts, I say from a couple of sides, that started this, oh, my baby such and such. And I'm like, you just send my baby to a bro, like, to a guy, you know? Like, so, it's, I don't know. I look at certain things, and it's crazy, but I could say that, yeah. I could say a lot of people that do be out here acting tough tone and stuff are more likely suspect. I know it don't just go to males' way, though. It goes females' way, too. I know a lot of females that are like that as well. They be up and down. Oh, I would never touch a girl. The girls I went to high school with, and like a good 80%, like a good handful of them are lesbians now. The same ones that were dogging it. So, yep.
Right, and you know, a lot of people, you know, some people got to keep up with it and whatnot, but, you know, I find, know, I knew about this stuff. You know, a lot of people be act stupid because I knew, but when you go to a high school and a lot of people celebrate that, you find out real quick the special days of the freaking year. And, you know, of course, the 29th of April is coming out day, which is why it's all writing this story came out. And, you know, some people overdo. I don't know. Personally, it's me. And people say, when you say, y'all know me in the day, I'm going to say what it is. And it's on record. I don't hide what I got to say. And for me, I feel that some people are over the top about the whole gay thing and whatnot. That you kind of, how could I, as far as I can put it, that, you know, this is one of the things I want to say personally, and this is what bugs me, is I understand you're gay and whatnot, but don't ever disrespect me. If I'm respect you, don't disrespect me. Like, you know, I've had women who comes with a business, and I got put out there, who said they didn't want to work with me because they only wanted to work with gay. They only wanted to work. They don't really like guys. They want to, you know, I'm gay, so I don't really like working with guys. Okay, I understand. They know because some guys will try to heal you, but in the day, if that was the case, and keep it to 10,000, there'd be a lot of people. If I was to think the opposite way, there'd be a lot of people I didn't work with. But that does not stop me from working with them. I mean, there's plenty of people who came through. Look at one of our biggest shows that people still listen to this day is the show, our No Hate Campaign show that we had. In which, when I did that, I had some haters on that. Haters hating on me on that because they were like, whoa, are you doing this No Hate Campaign? I mean, one thing about that, too, what is it about this could be the No Hate Campaign? Why all of a sudden you got to be considered gay because you say, hey, I'm supporting the campaign? And also, supporting the campaign don't make me gay.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
I had
Jonathan Plummer on the show. For those of you who know who Jonathan Plummer is, that if you've seen how Stella Got a Groove back, that's who inspired the movie. Tay Diggs' character is actually inspired by Jonathan Plummer. And, you know, the story is actually based off Terry McMillan, who was married to Jonathan Plummer, and she met him in the she met John Plummer in the islands or whatnot. And then, you know, there's other stuff, and then, you know, one of the reasons why they broke up was because he ended up coming out, and she walked in with a man. And,
wow.
You know, we talked about that, and this is the whole breakdown. His whole breakdown. Y'all can go back and listen to this show. I'm telling y'all. Y'all going to hear the interesting side, hear them from, especially a person, because think about this, it's like we're talking about, not just coming out. A lot of people, you know, they already have a hard enough time coming out. But when you come out and you're in the public eye, that's even crazier. So y'all get to hear his story about having to be, especially your ex-wife is a writer, a famous writer. She can, you know, people going to read it to death. You know how people, when people read stuff, a lot of times they believe what they read. So,
it's crazy. And that's what, you know, another thing that I look at too, like when we go back to that topic with the disrespect thing, I feel like that at times because, you know, you'll see on my Instagram a lot of females comment on my pictures, say stuff, you know, and I show love back, but some of them do take it a step further. You know what I'm saying? Like when I'm out, because, you know, I went to a black tie event Saturday and it was dressed down. I didn't wear a dress or nothing revealing. I was more covered up, you know, so wore a little sheer, a little long sleeve and some slack pants. And it was just more females actually in the party that grabbed me than dudes. And it's like, it's cool, you know, baby, do your thing, whoop, whoop. But just don't get to trying to grab my top parts. And you know what I'm saying? Because that's when you done took it to another level. So I feel the same way about that, too. gay males, I never had a problem with gay males. I love gay males. I mean, I love gay females too, but it's just like, you know, just know your limits. But, I mean, as far as other people acting hard too, it's a lot of the people that you look up to. I mean, a lot of people looked at Waka Flocka like, oh, he's a big tough guy. And I mean, a lot of people are probably going to be pissed because I say this, but I don't care. I'm another one that has to speak my mind. But a lot of people paid attention last year. Stuff got leaked on WorldStar about Waka's whole little record sales. If his record sales weren't to do what they were supposed to do because he had been falling off, he actually participated in the gay porn. And now this gay porn wasn't supposed to be released unless his record sales didn't do what it was supposed to do. So he had these people, they agreed on a settlement of how much he'll be getting paid. He was supposed to be getting oral from another man and kissing another guy while they were both getting topped off by two other males. And the guy released it. The porn star released it going off because Waka tried to hit him with the, oh, well, we want more money now, or, you know, and then Waka tries to deny it. And it's like, be you. You know what I mean? Like, you all in these songs, oh, chop at this, chop at that. Waka would do this, and you know what I mean? Head busting this, and you was trying to get, you know, one of your heads busted by a dude. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. I just say be yourself. I don't like when people cover up who they are.
Right. And we talked about, and I got a chance to talk. I was on a guest panel on this show too, and it was actually offered to it, and it was a blessing. And like, the panel was so diverse. They actually had these three, and this powerful promotion team. And it was these three lesbians. It was these three lesbian chicks who had our promotion team, and it was me on it. And actually, it was crazy. The whole topic was Christianity versus homosexuality. Talking about that was crazy. And you know, we talk about stigmas, even aside from just talking about Christianity. We talk about stigmas, and one thing that stigmas I get tired of so much of, you know, and as I was just breaking it down, is, and it goes back into the whole thing where I said about when it comes to business, do not disrespect me and say that, you know, that you're not sure you really want to work with me because you don't really want to die and I'm gay and all that. You know, that's stupid. Okay, well, go ahead and cut your money out because you want to be ignorant and whatnot. Because at the end of the day, that's one thing I've never understood. The moment that somebody gay says something about, you know, they discriminate against you, it's just, hey, I don't want to work with you. But the moment I don't want to work with you because you're gay, and I wish it had been the case, but the moment I don't want to work with you because you're gay, now it's a big story all of a sudden. It's a hate crime.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree with you.
I'm just saying, any day, I need y'all to figure out. Y'all can't have that cake and eat it too. You gotta have it both ways. There's respect for, you know how to, and now let's go to the big phrasing thing. If you want respect, you gotta give respect. So any day, I deserve the same respect. If I don't work with you, I didn't care. I didn't ask you, hey, are you gay? That was not my question. I asked you about business.
Mm-hmm. Just be you. That's
my
all
dad,
I care
my
about.
My dad says this. He's like, hey, I do business with people. He said, I do business with everybody. As long as what you do behind closed doors don't affect what I got going on, then it won't be a problem. That's just what it is. I don't care about who you sleep with. Anything, I'm going to go sleep in my bed with me. I don't care who you sleep in the bed with. So I'm just saying. But, oh, man. I'm so glad to be in this. I mean, they is apparently coming. Is dub that's coming out there. And I mean, it just tip to go on the story. I mean, go on more and more than things. And, you know, for me personally, yeah, one thing I had to put out there too is, if you're honestly going to look me in the eye and tell me that you got with a girl because guys do you wrong. You are, and there's been people who came to the show inside of Chicago before. You are barking up the wrong tree, because I got some female homegirls. They will dog out these females more than the dudes will. But
yeah.
Because some of these people are so freaking naive, they walk around, well, oh, nobody don't do a good girl because I'm trying these dudes locking me up. You ever think about it in a day? But what they already say is sometimes you are who you attract. Just because you
exactly.
went to women don't mean just because you went to women don't mean it's gonna change. You going if you attract ratchet, you gonna get ratchet. So you attract ratchet males, just because you went to women don't mean you're gonna attract ratchet women too. You still are attracting ratchet.
Yep.
So yes, I mean, in the day, if you're a male and you like dipping your dipstick in that male, that's cool. Are you a female? You like to eat that pussy? Do what you do, but don't make it no BS. But what I just can't go for, just like the same thing, people say, I ain't gonna date no more men anymore. I ain't gonna date nobody anymore. Not just saying this is anything, this period. I'm not gonna date nobody no more. Don't tell me don't dog me out. And the people out there bitter moments, but you gotta come to a whole nother topic. That you gotta do something you wanna do and don't allow some outside forces to control how your mindset is. Like, I ain't single because I'm bitter. That's lame. I'm single. I am single, and I'm going to get that there again because that's the thing. Hey, like I tell everybody all the time, I don't have it all blasted around my Facebook and all that stuff, but if you ask me the question, I will answer it. And if I was in a relationship, I'd tell you I was in a relationship.
Exactly.
But
keep it real. Keep it real.
Yeah,
I mean,
I am freaking single, and
that's how it is.
I'm not single because I'm bitter. I'm single because I choose to be.
I mean, me, I'm a secluded person, kind of, sort of. You know, but I mean, I'm in the entertainment
world,
so.
And for me personally, I just feel, I just personally feel that I'm just such a busy person that, heck, if I have time, you got to take advantage of it real quick. That's the hard
uh-huh.
thing about me. That's the hard thing about me. Why, that plays to a whole reason of me being single, too, because I just, y'all see me, a lot of people see me, I'm always just showing how that I'm always doing something. I'm always doing something. So please believe.
Just keep it real. That's how it is. That's what I say. Like, I'm a very secluded person, but if it came to something where people constantly ask me, are you in a relationship, or you ask me if I did something, or, something that was said throughout the entertainment world, I'm going to answer your question. Flat.
I'm going to tell you that much. I'm going to tell you that much. But it's not going to let you out of my business, let you too far out of my business.
Yeah.
Something's
got to
be a mystery. I'm just sorry. Something's got to be a freaking mystery.
I'm definitely going to throw us off a topic real quick because I'm getting slightly annoyed. I'm sorry, people. But I'm trying not to snap right now. If you are in the Detroit area, I do want everybody to know that I am on a flyer right now, okay? This party's called Models Unwrapped, and there are two models that I have previously threw a party with that will be doing a one-night only. Now, Taryn Lamond, as in myself, was told that I was going to be a special guest because I told him I'm not doing no one-night onlys. So now it's being promoted, okay, as if I'm dancing. And if you are from Detroit and you're listening to this right now, this is work for me. I'm going to go in on my Twitter about it and let y'all know, because now I'm debating, because I feel more disrespected than anything, if I'm even going to even show up to be a special guest for that party. I'm not dancing. So when you see me on this flyer, I'm not dancing. Okay, that's like a hoax to get more people to come out to the party. I just had to say that because my DMs, my emails, people, my phone, everything's getting blown up right now, asking me, oh my God, you're dancing now? You're going to strip? No, I'm not. Just had to clear that up real quick. Janky promotions.
Yeah, I mean, you go to something, and speaking of promotion too, while we talking about promotion, I will go ahead and throw shout out to bookmymodels.com and streetteenspecials.com are two websites you definitely got to check out, especially streetteenspecials.com will be streetteenspecials. They will be helping us as far as they're going to be doing a lot of promotion as far as in the ATL area, direct promotion. As far as when it comes to Life That Does Live, and of course the magazine is coming up, Human Canvas magazine. Big ups to that. And I'm putting something out there because, Terry, you know what I'm going to talk about. I told you about it yesterday. You know how I am. I'm going to go say it once, and I want people, I ain't going to say no names, but I refuse to breathe life into other people and help them get free promotion that don't deserve it. And the point I want to make is, end of the day, watch how you come at me. Because a lot of people have tried it before, and they have been one and done. Don't try me.
Mm-hmm.
Do not try me when it comes, because I'm not a person. I don't believe in throwing hands or anybody like that. I believe in killing you with grinding hard in what you do. So don't ever, ever come disrespect me in my inbox. It was, you know what? And I got to say shout out to my brother because he put it perfectly. He said, well, at least he did it in your inbox, not in your comments. Yeah, but the end day was still messy. Don't ever come in my inbox and disrespect somebody that worked with me. It's because you didn't take the initiative to come on work with me. Don't take the time not to come hating that person. I understand that. What is it with that? Okay, if a model, say for instance, you work with a model, and everybody see you work with that model, and there's another person who has a chance to work with you, now all of a sudden they got a problem with you because you didn't work with them. No, you chose not to work with me. I didn't choose not to work with you.
Haters. That's haters, and that's people that are in me and you, Seti. And I had to realize that because a lot of people were commenting on the status that I made. I believe it was just a couple days ago where I snapped on this photographer because he was behind two Facebook pages and he's writing in my inbox going crazy. My manager tried to call them. They didn't want to talk to my manager. They're talking to me, get published. Oh, and then when I told them, well, I asked you to speak to my manager. You didn't speak to my manager. I'm not paying you guys to shoot anything because I'm more of an asset to you than you are to me. That's just common sense. Okay? Now, if it's a big publication, it's different. And if you know what I'm saying, but I have more behind me to where I shouldn't have been put in that position. And they were just outrageous. So then, oh, shoot with such and such. Then they started commenting on all my pictures and statuses. You need to do better. You need more work. You need this, you need that. Well, if that was the case, I wouldn't think that you would be commenting on every single picture on my Instagram, my Twitter, anything. So it gets to that point to where it's a lot of, I don't care. It's a lot of you people out there that are getting cameras. I took photography myself, okay? You can't get no damn camera in your hand, okay, and call yourself a photographer. And by that, stealing pictures from other models and slapping your little brand on the top of it of shots that you didn't even take. You're janky. But for you to come at me and disrespect me, that's what you're not going to do because that's just one thing I can't take. The stuff that I done went through in my art, that's my art. You don't like it, keep it moving. That's how I feel. But the fact that you came to me and you've been on me for the last 3 months, and even commented on my Instagram today. Oh, better editor. You're stalking me that bad that you're going on other people's pages and then writing that it's from you and leaving nasty comments. I don't understand why. I'm sorry.
I keep those my people. Now, is this the person that was hating on your page about you need to work with this person?
Yep. Same people. And you know how with that free promotion
that
stuff,
was so
I don't care.
Messy.
I don't even care. I'm going to have to just, if you're in Michigan, I'm going to say this flat out. If you guys hear anything, because I hear that this person has been bad-mouthing me to people, Jay Jones is who I'm speaking about. I don't care about no free promotion or whatever. I don't fuck with that dude. That's just period. I don't recommend anybody to shoot with him. And if anybody does know him, models, my inbox blew up from models saying they don't shoot with him because he was a professional, tried to do some other things, whatever. But the thing is, all I said was I wasn't going to work with him because he's being unprofessional. And then you're hiding behind two Facebook pages promoting yourself, commenting negative on me because I won't work with you. So then you take shots at me for any flaw that you could possibly see. When I went in on him, I'm like, yo, like my first photo shoot ever is better than all of your work to this day, if you want to go. Because, I mean, it's a time where I'm humble, but at times people take that to their advantage to where I have to just show you what's up, for real. You can't be humble with everybody. I learned that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, cause that's the thing, too. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's my magic word, but that, I mean, but one of the arts of being humble is you also don't have to be dumb to the fact of not realizing, hey, okay, these people try to continually try me. That means you gotta let them walk over you.
Yep, that's true. You can't, because I feel like I've been for so long, and so many people tell me to be quiet. Don't post this in your tweets, because Google has recorded tweets that I make, and it seems like they don't record the good stuff. You know, they record some bad
stuff.
Yeah, people say when I first got.
I've had people do that to me too. Give me advice to tell me, you know, people watch this. You don't be saying that you make yourself. No, people have supported me because all these years, and when people support me, they love the fact I'm being transparent. I ain't got time to be out of fake crap. You know, it is what it is. I don't have time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a person. I had to make sure I told my managers. I made sure I had to tell people that call themselves Team Taryn. So I had to let them know I'm a human, okay? I am a sweet person. But I could be your worst nightmare, too. And that's just real, especially when it comes to you taking food out of my mouth. Yeah, we ain't going to go down too well. And I'm not going to sit here and fake quiet. Oh, it's okay. I'm just not going to say anything. Nope. Everybody has a certain tolerance. And me, I have a short fuse for bullshit. That's just tearing them off for you. Other than that, we cool. But just, I don't deal with disrespect. That's what I don't do. I don't deal with disrespect from nobody. I don't care who you are, what publication you say you're behind. You won't disrespect me. Period.
Right. And I mean, the thing is, too, like, a lot of times, like, I mean, better than a record, too, because, like, a lot of times, we, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, you be telling me you'll never say anything about Taryn or telling them anything to you or keeping up anything about them. Well, me, Keith, and Taryn, we big each other up all the time. Like, hey, ooh, you looking good right there. Because at the end of the day, we like doing that. We like making each other up because that's how much we care about each other. We are when you a family like that, you got close bonds. It ain't always about being sexual. That's what people get freaking wrong. Sometimes it's about because you got respect for a person, so you let them know, hey, you looking good today. Continue doing that. That's respect. That means you try to go. That means, ooh, I said that now, man. I'm about to go and tell. I'm going to go to tell right now. I'm going to get tell the business. That means that. God dang it.
Exactly. Yeah. True. Because that's why I be so ready to go in on Twitter sometimes where I be having to just like zip it. Because I see these people making these little slick ass comments and I'm just like, tag me in it. Or the thing is, I don't do that social network stuff. You see me in person a million times, and when you see me, you're standing back in the corner, basically with your biting your tongue. Tell me what you have to say. And it's mostly men. And this is what's bothering me. I don't know what's going on. What's up with these guys that's been hating on females lately? But mostly, I mean, people show me love. But when it comes to hating me for some reason, it's some of these photographers. Like, it's whether you rather adore me and like, oh, my God, we could do this or that, or you get pissed because I won't work with you. And I be trying to work with people, though. Like, even if your work ain't that good, I be trying to, like, okay, you know, let's see. You know, you never know. We all just trying to make it, you know, maybe. But if you can't even fix yourself to speak accordingly, and then I'm hearing bad reps about you, what you've been doing to females, how can you blame me? And then bad talk me. That's all I'm saying. Be professional. Or get schooled, one or the other.
Yeah, I mean,
the thing that bothered me, he called me a local model. I think that's the only thing that pissed me off to the point where he's like, oh, well, you will always be a local model working with certain photographers, and these are the top photographers in Michigan, you know, and I'm just sitting here like, this guy has a big ego. Like, you, from you stealing pictures,
heck, one of the ways I met you was, heck, every time I turned my head, Terry was passing all over freaking G girl, and I didn't go, hey, ooh, Terry's a G girl, I'd rather work with her. It wasn't that.
Right.
But
that's
but
what
that
I'm saying. Like,
show. But I knew about that, so it was like, hey, look at that. You know, you can only respect that about her, that she was already, you know, getting mad plugs all over the place.
By myself, and that's what people don't, that's what I felt more disrespected, like, that he just disrespected my whole grind, and I'm just like, you don't know me. When Taryn was in Atlanta, Miami, people questioned how is Taryn getting to these places, who's pushing Taryn? Taryn was pushing Taryn. And I don't care if y'all look at it like, oh, that's her manager's fault, whoever, Taryn was pushing Taryn. Everything that y'all saw Taryn doing, Taryn was paying for it. Nobody else was. And that's straight out my mouth. So y'all can blog that, tweet that, record that on Google. I don't care.
Even when she was getting ready to come to Austin originally, and you know, she was, you know, that was coming out of her pocket. I mean, granted,
yeah.
I was going to look out for her because of, hey, that's my cause, and the fact that she came here, I got to look out for her somehow. But that was, when she was coming out here, she was coming out of her own pocket. And that's just the whole kind of thing. Everybody always saying, I get tired of crap, too.
It's not cheap. You have to protect your brand. That's clothes. I do like makeup at times, guys, but I'm usually the person that likes walking around with no makeup. Sorry. That's just me. I am a model at times. Makeup, yeah, that's my junk. But at times, nope, not at all. But when it comes to protecting your brand, that's tickets. That's hotel rooms. That's different bookings. That's other things you're going to need to eat. It's a lot of stuff that you have to do.
When I need to put it out there, too, if you are on Model Mayhem, Model whatever, do not ever let me catch you have on your freaking page. And I mean, I'm saying this is what it is. You can cuss me out, whatever you want to. But don't ever be catching your page. You tell everybody that hit me up for my rates and travel expenses must be paid, this, that, and the other. And you ain't even got no professional pictures on your profile. How is that making sense? Dude, like, man, just because you got a high-quality camera on your cell phone does not make it professional. That is still a camera phone with a high quality camera. It don't make any freaking difference. It just don't make any difference. That's a guy that's doing that. Quit taking Instagram pictures and saying you're a professional model.
Yep.
Because I'm getting mad agitated about it, and I got disrespected about that. It just disrespects me to see it. When people know someone has the audacity to try some crap like that, and if your person I'm just coming up, don't ain't worked with me before, don't come at me and try to ask me for half your model to get paid. Excuse me.
You know, let me, and I'm gonna just clear it up for me and Fetty. Everybody, do not talk down on somebody that is more credible than you. That's pure nonsense, baby. Don't do it. That's all we saying. Don't talk down on somebody that's more credible than you. That's not being cocky. That's just being for real. Because I would be one little retarded if I was just to go aim at every single model that's ahead of me. You know what I mean? Because you got people that's up there, like Delicious from Detroit. She has done different things. She's on a whole different path than me. A lot of people are trying to compare me to her. No, we're two different people. I like the fact that y'all are doing that, but we on a whole different path. I'm not even going to go there. But it's a simple fact. I mean, I would be dumb to sit here and be like, oh, well, she did this and she did that. It don't matter. You know what I mean? She did what she's doing, but look at where she's at right now. That's all that matters. Everybody has stuff they done did or whatever. We all do. But look where she's at now. You can't talk down on somebody that's more credible than you. That's what I was telling that photographer. I'm like, if anything, shit, if I was you, I'd be trying to network with me, not sit here and bad talk me. you stupid. That's just dumb
right,
on your part.
He basically the same thing. He basically the same thing the photographer, that came my inbox is doing. Don't just come in into your inbox. And if you want to work with somebody, say you want to work with them. Don't say, oh, I could do better than that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And a lot of people see us now, and they can't believe the views on the show. And a lot of people, I can tell you, Seti, a lot of people here know me for modeling, and more people now are starting to catch up on the radio. So,
right. I need to start screenshotting it or taking pictures of this. This will show these, this one of the main things, just so I can shut some stuff down.
Yeah.
Just so I can shut it down. But I don't really even have to, because if you go to the Blog Talk Radio site, it's a featured show. That in itself should say something. I have had to buy my feature stats like some of these shows did. And some shows did buy their feature stats, and they can say they want, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
So let me because I think I know about the premium, how the premium plan works. If you spend such and such and got a certain plan, you automatically got it. I got the feature status before they started doing it.
Y'all hear that? Do y'all hear that? Period. Period.
And that's what limited celebrities. Yeah, I got to tell people too, I ain't gonna have celebrities on the show every time to get plugged. You'd be surprised. Some of the shows, people who have bigger names than some people down here, have less listeners listen to the show than the ones that have up-and-coming artists. But don't let it fool you. Just because I ain't got a bunch of luck. There's a lot of things that came through here. Don't get me wrong. And there will be more to come through here. But don't let it fool you that just because I don't have one here every day that we're not doing the big. Don't let it fool you.
Yep, and that's what I said. I'm just a regular. We all regular people, but it tells me that so many people will talk down on me to my face. Well, like, you know, you get some people that are kind of like, what, you know, what are you, just a model that did this and that. I'm just looking at them like, you just don't have no idea. You know, and I just sit there and I smile because I love it, though. It's like, you know, silent killer because, you know, some people just pop off like, oh, I do this and I am this person. I ain't going to tell you nothing. But when you see me promoting certain stuff, you're going to be like, oh, I didn't even know she did this. Because the same people that disrespected me before are the same ones that are in my inbox right now checking my availability to pay me. So, next.
Right. And so, I mean, there it is. Just like that. So, man, y'all, today's show turned to a review. It was a review show. Slash a rant and rage show, man. We had to let that put some stuff out there on the burner.
Yeah, had to let y'all know.
That need to be burned.
I had to let y'all know. I'm sorry, I can't keep it in no more.
Yes, it had to be. Everybody makes mistakes and whatnot, but you gotta. No, you got me. Really, today you got to try harder, man. Stop putting yourself in the fire, and not expecting to get burned.
Yep, just like that.
Just like that. Now, all right. So, if y'all missed any parts of the show, you can check out some of the upcoming shows coming up. You can check it out: blogtalkradio.com/SetiJ. And you can also go to iTunes, type in Life It Does Live. You type that in, you'll actually find all the shows in there for free. You can subscribe to it and be able to enjoy it on iTunes. You can even go to the TuneIn Radio app, download it on your phone, your mobile device, whatever, and go to Life It Does station on there, and you can favorite it, and always listen to all the shows in there. And then we even have upcoming, y'all be on the lookout. We're about to update the player on here. It's going to be bananas, 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 bananas. So it's going to be a lot of friendly. It's going to be a lot friendlier player, and DeathBot.com's player is going to be changed, which is going to be very mobile friendly. So
yeah.
You're going to listen to the show even more so in more different ways. Even from Life That Does Lives, player did. So I just wanted to say big ups to everybody again. Big ups to everybody is involved the magazine coming up in July. We got a lot of big moves, and we're not just doing this old simpleton stuff, you know, we taking it back to the roots. We go, if I'm going to be putting out an online/print magazine, and I want people to buy print stuff, I need to be in their face. So y'all start seeing some people in your face, and you're going to see a lot of stuff. Remember I said a lot of stuff in your face lately in ATL and DFW markets. It's going to be a lot of stuff going on in those markets, so y'all be on the lookout for that. And I can't wait to make this happen, man. So, yet again, I just want to say thank you to everybody for this show. And you can follow yours truly, Ceddy J, at Ceddy J Dusk, at CEDDY, letter J, DUSK, over on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook that way. You can even find me on Instagram that way. And if you go to, while you're on Facebook, go to facebook.com/thedeskbot. That is the Facebook hub for everything that is going on via Life of the Dust Live, via I Am So Divine, via dustbot.com, and everything just happens all that one area, man. And you don't miss a beat. You can see for yourself how busy things are and other people that's involved with everything we got going on. So there you go. Tell them to know how they can find you.
Y'all can find your girl on Twitter at Taryn Lamon. That's TarynLyymon. It's also the same on Instagram, Facebook. If you guys want to know everything as far as, I have a lot of profiles and a lot of stuff, you could just look on Google, Taryn Lamon, and I'm always promoting my stuff on Twitter. So, Taryn Lamon is TarynLyymon.
There you go, just like that. All right, so we all know everybody, and again, just wanted to say this. Thank you for all the support and continued support. And we got
all right,
a lot more things coming up.
We do.
Being said, the words of Chris Brown.
Deuces. We out.